My name is David Rodriguez, I'm Spaniard, so it's not David, it's David. But I work as a cloud team lead engineer at Dynion Corp. I've been doing that for, currently 5 years now. So, and mostly I'm known by, as the cloud guy or the Azure guy because, you know, mostly all the things that I have been working for the latest years is Dynion and Azure, right? So this session is not about Azure, okay? So I have seen a lot of people asking me, hey, this is application site. This is going to only for Azure guys that are running an Azure website. No, this is if you are running also your website in on-premises or on Amazon or whatever, you know, other hoster. This also works for you because it's application insight is, and you can think on this as a SaaS, okay? It's a service that you can plug into your website and doesn't matter where it is. So first of all, let's thank again. Come on. Let's thank again all our sponsors, okay, that make this possible. And this is an amazing event, and it's getting better year after year. And of course, these are some of the guilty and habitual suspects. Okay, so thank you so much to all of them. So, application insights. Well, what are we going to see on this session? So, well, first of all, we're just a quick overview of how we build apps and services today. What is the common way? What are the common problems? And then understanding where is application insight in that picture. Okay. So, how it's going to help us to succeed on those on building those applications and services? And of course, we will see just in some demos, okay, how to easily onboard, okay, start using application insights as a non-Dynion developer. But of course, then if I am a Dynion developer or hoster or, you know, integrator or administrator, how can take the advantage of application insights, okay, for managing my services? And finally, I will present another service that was presented, I think that was on Bill. That is a service just to troubleshoot and dig more, okay, now that we are sending telemetry to application inside of our services, and start digging just to troubleshoot and find possible problems, okay, and the cause of the problems. And we'll see, basing that with just query language. Okay, and that is a new service part of application insights. So, well, let's start. So, today, building applications is not an easy task, right? And living about building applications or running applications, of course, is not easy. There is a lot of competition. There's a lot of people doing just the same that we are doing. Okay, so we always need to present another offer, contra-offer, okay, just to demonstrate that our services at least is, you know, the same or better than what others are offering. And the reason is that currently in these days, okay, when the way that people build services and applications is just continuously evolving, okay, those applications just to, you know, to keep on the wave, okay, so. To put some examples, you know, with tools, like, well, with continuous delivery. How many of you has worked with, is working with Azure currently? Just to think. Okay, how many of you have noticed when I've been in the Azure portal, okay, that you are working and say, hey, there's a new update, okay, that has been applied to your browser, and just reload the page. So don't worry that we have saved your data and background. So that happens every day. So it doesn't happen, I mean, once per week, once per 2 weeks. No, happens every day, and I think that happens multiple times per day. So that means that people like Microsoft, Facebook, and other guys are just continually pushing, you know, updates, you know, every time of the day. And that is, you know, because of the current way of building applications with continuous integration, continuous delivery, makes possible to work in that way. And of course, innovation processes like design thinking and for innovation requires that our backlog of stories that we implement in our application and services are based on observation of what the user is doing, what are the behaviors, okay? And we need to know how the user, you know, use our applications. So that is currently how that works. So in summary, this if we draw that, could be something like this. Okay, we have a backlog of requirements that we have been building. We plan those requirements. We start development. With continuous integration, we build those and run the test with our QA teams and have them. And with continuous delivery, okay, we push that to different environments like, you know, QA environment, finally production. And when running on production, okay, that depending on the behavior that we saw there, that will refill our backlog with new stories, okay, and will continue evolving. But the thing is that there are some impediments here, right? For example, the tools for and processes for collaborate between the guys that are running production environment and development. Not all the times we find the right tools to do that. Also, when there is a problem in production, it's not easy to detect what is the root cause of the problem, and we need to find a fast way to just to you know to reach what the problem is. Also, for example, when we got that problem, probably we see an exception, okay, in a log or whatever, but we don't have the context of that exception. Okay, we don't know from that, you know, the full trace or the full transaction that was occurring that request, from where it came, how was the CPU at that time, the memory on the resources. So this is a lot of context that is not easy, you know, to correlate with my simple exception that I'm seeing on the logs. And finally, we need to also prioritize all and validate all the things depending on the real user behavior that we see, okay, from the application. So what is then Application Insights? Well, Application Insights is a service that lives on the cloud, hosted by Microsoft, hosted on Azure, but that doesn't matter, really. Where you can, with some agents that you install, that you add also to your applications, start sending telemetry, okay, to that service that is hosted on the cloud. So that means that, think on that. So if you are running an on-premise web application in your data center, in your machines, or if you are running in whatever the cloud, Amazon, Google, whatever, and need to do the same, if you also have, for example, for your web application, another mobile application, you know, that pairs with that web and want to send the same, you can do it, okay? You also need to instrument your application, and then we send all the data to the service. And then, in the panel of Azure, Application Insights, you have there a lot of tools just for reporting, for creating alerts, for creating webhooks that can, for example, fire a PagerDuty alert, you know, just to send, just to notify you that, hey, this is has been, take a look to this, or also to dig, to dig into more into the problems, into the logs, okay, that you are sending to there. So with that, you will have a 360-degree view of all. When something happened, what happened? So what is happening? From, for example, giving you, starting from, hey, is the application available? Okay, that is an easy thing, like other services like that just ping your application. But can also give you an idea of, hey, what was the user doing when this happened? From where it came? From which location? That context user information. Also, you can, as a developer, you can instrument your application and write events, custom events. So say, for example, hey, for example, I'm running, building a booking application. Okay, so this, I'm starting to book. I finished booking, and now I'm, you know, issuing tickets. So you can write those type of events or traces, and that you can then query and filter on application insights. Also, without coding anything, okay, there's a lot of, standard information like requests, web page response times, exceptions, logs that are automatically sent to application insight. Of course, we can parameterize what type of telemetry data we want to send, okay, via configuration files. And that without modifying any line of code of our application. And finally, of course, as part of that automatic standard configuration, we can also send infrastructure information like CPU, disk usage, memory, okay, all system performance counters that are available in Windows Server, okay, we can send also to application insights. So, well, say that. Let's start with a demo. So, okay, let me sit. And what I'm going to do, instead of going to probably to Azure and provision an application insights account, I'm going to do the other way, okay? As I am a developer, and at this point, I'm not yet a DNN developer. I will put that hat in the next demo. What I'm going to do is just, okay, I'm going just to create a web application, okay? Just clicking here, okay, application 8. And if you see here on the right side, from starting the beginning, it says, hey, do you want add application insights to this project? Hey, it's quite easy, right? So just a checkbox. Okay, so let me do that. Click OK. And now I choose, you know, you have seen this a lot of times. Let me choose, for example, yeah, this MVC application. Now it's creating the project using the MVC project template. Hopefully, the Nugget package is okay. Seems that the internet connection is working fine today. Okay, so this is the normal MVC application project that you can see that you create. The only difference here is that this is a new file, okay? This says applicationinsights.config, okay? So if we take a look to that file, of course, well, and some references, of course, okay, some assemblies that are those ones, Microsoft.ai, that are application insights, just for sending that telemetry to the service. Okay. But believe me that there is no other code changes other than that. So it's just by default this configuration only. So here, of course, in the configuration file, we can see what type of telemetry we want to send to the service by default. If we want, for example, send the dependency, imagine that our application has dependencies like database. We are using Entity Framework, or another third-party service that SMTP server, or you know. Something that is outside the, you know, the IIS process, okay? This is the dependency collector that will trace those type of calls that, and will give you information about what is happening under the hood. Also, for example, well, all the performance counters, just for, you know, all of Windows counters, and other ones like, okay, the web request tracking, so that will automatically trace all the web requests that arrive to your web server, and that will add contextual information from where it comes, which location, country, and that all that stuff that we'll see better in a minute. So, well, more context that we want to add. For example, yeah, synthetic user and more analyzers. So, of course, we can decide which type of telemetry we want to send and what not. Okay, but let me remain this as default. So of course I haven't set up my application insights account. I haven't created, right? So what I'm going to do just from here, from just from Visual Studio, I'm going to right click, and here in application insights, there's a new menu that says configure application insights. Of course, okay, I have just I lost my network. Okay. Let me see. Nice having. Okay, it came again. Oh, and open a little bit small. So let me. Okay, let me. Okay. So I introduce my credentials. So the Windows is small. I think that is because of the resolution. But this is the normal Life ID sign in. So I'm introducing my credentials from where I have as an Azure subscription. Okay, because Application Insights hangs from from Azure subscription. And just from here, from the Visual Studio, without leaving Visual Studio. Well, currently, this is just checking all my permissions on all my subscription that I have, and will now present to me a second screen that is to add, for example, the name of the application insights resource that I want to create, and okay. The speaker connection. Well, I suppose that I choose that, but not sure. Well, to be honest, I'm not sure if I choose that. This is the password. Okay, sorry to the audience that is following us in. Okay, well, let me just create the resource from here. So if you see here, okay, it's asking me, okay, where and which subscription are you going to deploy this? Well, I have an Azure subscription that is this one. Now, send telemetry to this application. So as you can say, hey, this is a new resource for this application that you are building. And I could set up things like, hey, where is the resource group? Where will be located and which data center? Okay, I will set up this as default. And now from here, without leaving Visual Studio, this is also provisioning that account into Azure, okay? So without leaving my my tool. So this just only takes some seconds, or should take some seconds. And if not, So what happens now, okay, is that once that is provisioning, is updating the application insights config file with the instrumentation key. Okay, that is just the grid, okay, from the application insights resource that we have created in the cloud. Just to in the same way that, for example, when you add create a Google Analytics, account, okay, you have that your what's the name property, okay, ID, right, that you put in your in your code. So this is just more or less the same. So to identify and send the information to the correct application insights resource, that asks you, if you see here at the bottom of the application config file. So this just has added this git that is the ID number of my application insights resource. So with that, what I'm going just to do is, okay, I'm going, for example, test locally, okay, my application insights, my application, right? It's a default template MVC application with a normal hello world, not hello world, it's just the MVC template with ASP.NET, with the home, the about, contact, and meanwhile, I'm doing this, I'm browsing my website, I'm, for example, logging in or register. This is in background. It's already sending information and telemetry data just to Application Insights. Okay? So, and that happens all the time. All the time. So, let's see if that happened already. Of course, I need an internet connection for that. So, what happened here is that if I now click on here, say, hey, search live telemetry, okay? This is a new thing that, let me choose this. Oh, this is new. Yeah. So this, what is, what's the name? Web application 8. 8, right? So should be this one. Okay. And looking, and so from, as you can see, these are just the requests that I have just, you know, I have done. And this is information that is not hosted on my local machine. This is now querying application insights that is on the cloud. Okay, that is on Azure. As you can see, it's immediate. Okay, so I can also filter by, okay, what type of, or what's a custom event, or what's a, well, currently, well, the only thing that they did was only request. So of course, the requests that are the only ones that I have here. But if I, for example, I added an exception, or tracing, debug tracing information in code, I should have that all of that here as well. Of course, I can do this from here, but I can also search that into Azure portal. So let's see that. That was from the latest connection. So if I'm going to the Azure portal where the application insight lives, and search again for web application 8. Okay. So, not that one. It's a little bit slow. Why? Doing a cloud session is what? It's always a risk. Okay, web application. Okay. Okay, here it is. Okay. So this is how it looks like, okay, in the portal. So you can see that, well, this is happening. And at the beginning just presents an application map of what has discovered. So probably we'll show here, okay, you are using a web application with a database and that stuff, okay. There are some AJAX calls, so give you, okay, depending, it's discovering, okay, how your application is connected with all the resources. So, but well, here in the full thing here, you can check for the application heal, getting some graphs on the server's response times, the server requests. You can start digging more and more about what happened with those requests. You can filter by time range, filtering by type of request, type of things. If there were filed requests, just show here the problems of those requests, you know, like whatever other analytics application that allows you, you know, service that allows you to do that. So, yeah, having some network issues. Okay, come on. Okay, so these are the requests, the same thing that I have just created. Okay, seen on the Visual Studio, I'm seeing them here. Oh, I'm going to suffer a little bit. More things. Okay, so now that I can search for all the performance and the stuff, interesting things. I can, for example, add a web test. This is like anybody, for example, knows, I mean, Pingdom, okay? Other ones like Status Cake. Who uses? Okay, oh, the same one. Say, guys, same, also uses the same. So this is also for running the same type of checks. Okay, it's like if you want to add a web test that is just an availability test, okay, you can just, oh, okay, just ping my application, giving a name. But also, you can also set up multi-step tests, okay, with more complicated stuff. Okay, a login and then do some stuff. Okay, it's working my application. Okay, that is my test. You can create them with Visual Studio, for example. We'll load the test here, and so you plot the multi-step test here, and then just run it. And this is an interesting thing that is, so I'm running, let's do a simple web test here, the availability. And normally this is done from different locations, so you can choose from which data center location you want to get that. Also, because that, you know, the performance on of the response time that and the content that you will see here will depend from where those tests are done. Of course, what is the success criteria? Probably your web test is, if I found this, and it's a not found, imagine that you are trying to test, hey, if this file doesn't exist, for me it's a success. So you can also implement that here, okay? And what is also interesting is that, if that happened, send me an alert, okay? And send me an alert if it happens during 5 minutes or any, you know, some minutes. Send me an alert to email. And this is new, that is quite interesting, is that you can also set up a webhook call to whatever other third-party service that you want to use. For example, I normally use PagerDuty, okay, just to get an SMS, and you know, it's an integrated application where you can have people on call at different times of the day. So that is a good thing. So you can also set up that with this type of integrations. And finally, those are the web tests. There is all the interesting thing that I wanted to show now at this point, that is here, the search, okay? The search is just the same thing that we were seeing on Visual Studio, okay? The same UI where I can filter the latest event, request, page views, or whatever. And I can do just the same, okay? Filtering and that stuff. Okay, just the same, just the same requests that I did locally that we saw in Visual Studio, well, those are here, okay? And I can, of course, for example, on this request, clicking this URL about, I can get more information. For example, and this is when Application Insights adds some magic and adds, for example, from where the request was done, for example, which location, from which country. So, of course, I'm not saying here, hey, I'm located here at Girona, okay, in Spain. So, but if we look at the detail, and so we see probably that, this was in continent Europe, country Spain, or region Spain. And well, the city, I'm not sure if I will add the city at the end. No, could not discover it, probably. But as you can see, it's adding more context application, okay, from where the thing is happening. Make sense? Okay, so, and you can dig more and more and more, okay, when an error happens, see the exception, the stack trace, all that stuff just in the same location, get an alert when your application is having 5 exceptions, get an email, and get the information just in your email or on an alert. So that is fine, okay. But we are not building, as Dynion developers, we are not building a web application from scratch. Well, so if we are Dynion developers, what we can do? Because of course. I cannot add to the Dynion new project all those assemblies. We know how Dynion works, that is not, we don't compile, you know, every time Dynion, so we just install modules and that stuff. I built a new module, a new provider, a new monitoring provider that is available on GitHub in that location. I'm not sure if you can see that and there, but it's on David J.R. h/dynion.appsinsights. And which type of telemetry would like to store or send to Application Insights? Well, as Dynion hoster, administrator, or developer, there are, of course, information like page views. Okay? And not only the request, I would like to see the behavior of my users when using the application. For example, how the client time, okay, that the DOM is rendering in the client side, how it takes, okay, because I know how it takes on server side, but how it is taking on client side. The web request, tracing all the web requests, of course. The event log, and this is not the Windows event log, that is the DNN event log. So imagine that you can start sending, okay, all the event log data, and you can just, okay, and turn off the local event log, or just remain here the one day. Okay, we know that event logs, depending on, you know, takes from time to time, grows a lot, depending if we got a bunch of exemptions, that fills a lot. So we can start changing. Well, using this, you can change the event log login provider and just choose if you want to also record on site or just send the information to application sites. Of course, tracing information, our famous log4net logs that are under the portal /logs folder. So just send all the information that is sent to those files, also have them for query, you know, there in application insights. And of course, exceptions are not only the server side, but also the client side exceptions. Imagine that there is an exception in the browser in your that's happening to a customer, and you don't know normally that it's happening, okay, until somebody calls you, hey, I'm having this issue. So you could get an information of what happens, get an email that, hey, this happened to that user. This is the type of thing that you can also instrument. And of course, the thing that I told you, the dependencies like, okay, access to that to the DNN database, so you can profile if the model that I'm building is performant enough, you know, it's calling too much, and it's not caching in memory as it should, so, well, that type of thing. And of course, performance. Okay, you would like to see how it's performing your application and that stuff. So what to set up this? You saw in the previous demo that I just added an application insight resource, okay, through Visual Studio. And finally, what it does in that process was to add the instrumentation key on the applicationsinsights.config. So here, what we are going to do is to provision manually in Azure portal, first, our application insights account, okay, and then copy the instrumentation key, okay, to the model. Okay, there is a new menu just to put that in there, okay, that idea. So, okay, let's see this in detail if you want to play. So, well, if you create a, well, let's show it with this resource, for example. One of the essential information that you can see here is just that thing, okay, the instrumentation key. So this is just the piece of data that you want then to install and to set up in the model. So, as I said before, this is a model that is available here in, let me zoom it so you can see better. So, and you have on this location, okay, the DNN application app insights. So I will, I think that in my Twitter is fixed, okay, with a, you know, at the very first, currently the very first link there. So well, in the releases folder, there's only one release, okay, and has been very successful because I haven't needed to add anything else by now. Probably we'll add the latest application inside the library that, you know, that adds more information, more contextual information. But currently we are, I'm just using this one. So once you set up that, I have here, for example, an example. This is how, this is a new menu here that is on host application insights, okay, appears under the host menu. Because of course this information is host related. Right, it's not portal related, it's host related. And then you can just, okay, enable, and when you enable, you just specify the instrumentation key. And this is also important because you can, all, whenever you want, you can enable or disable all this stuff, okay? When you enable this, what is happening? Just to keep everyone, you know, Well, let me show you what is happening under the hoods. Okay, the first thing is that adds this, of course, this application inside .conf, okay, and your port and your installation. And then, as you can see, also adds, well, this is the content of that file, and adds the instrumentation key as well that you have just right in that text box. So, okay, that is one of the things. Second thing, I told you that we wanted to trace what was doing our customers on client side, right? So to do that, what Application Insights do is, okay, put this type, this JavaScript, on your, you know, on your skin or your page, just to track the information. In the same way that, for example, you track information and send to Google Analytics, you do the same in the same way for client side, okay? But of course, in order to automate that, okay, there are several ways. The worst one could be, for example, adding that piece of code into the default SPX. Of course not, because that will every upgrade and that will be overridden. You could do it by adding that into the current skin, but there are a lot of skin depending on the portal. So this is done just by using just a handler. Okay, so the handler is if it is the default page, it's just adding here a script. Okay, it's adding an application that piece of code, you know, so that injects, you know, on every response and every request that JavaScript file. So it's also that then it's also automated. What more? Of course, oh well, this is the detail. So once that is injected, you see that, okay, this just adds the dependency, the clean dependency handler, you see that this is the injection of that JavaScript. Okay? And also and as you can see also with the instrumentation key. And finally, I told you that you could use this and send the event log information, the dynamic event log information, to also to Application Insights. So this is another thing that it does, is just to change the, instead of using the DB login provider that just stores the information into the event log, you change it for using the App Insights login provider that by is inheriting from the DB login provider, so it also stores there, but also sends the information to Application Insights, okay? And the last one also adds this, that is to everything that is, you know, that this trace, okay, is also sent. So then you can, with these four things, you can, you know, decide, okay, I don't want to send the tracing. Okay, just comment, for example, here the diagnostics, or in the next version for do a pull request. And in the UI, we can just automate that. Could be better. So we can just, okay, enable, disable which type of tracing we want to send to Application Insights. Oh, don't send the tracing because it's too much information, and all that stuff. And that is important. Too much information. What is too much information? I haven't told you that Application Insights is a start for free. Okay? So you can start sending up to 5 million data points per month, just for free. Okay, so and that is quite sufficient for, you know, a small and medium websites. Of course, if you start sending all the tracing, and depending on all the information that when you reach the half of the month, you will notice, hey, now this is now only capturing the data, but it's not storing the data. Okay, so it's only so you can decide. If you want to change from free mode to paid mode to also continue storing more data, okay? So you can also pay for that. It's quite cheap as well, anyway. So, and then how much information you can store there? In the free tier, the retention policy is for 1 week. In the paid versions, the retention policy is 1 month, okay? And when working with Microsoft, okay, in the last part we see how to query those logs, that thing with query language. I asked one of the product managers. I say, hey, how much have you? I mean, how can I store there? How much I can store? I say, hey, well, we have customers in the order of petabytes of logs. So that means that you can start sending there a lot of data. So. And of course, running that automatically. So well, let me continue then. So well, once that I set up that here, and just in the same way that I use the well, seems that is running faster now. Okay, so you can see something like this. Okay, this is showing more information. You see here, for example, the server response time, the page views response time, the request, you know, per, this is per, I don't remember the filter. Oh, this is, these are days, you know, the last week. And also the failed request. And when clicking on, for example, the failed request, you can see more information about what happened, how many users were at that time, how many server requests, the exceptions, and which were the ones that were creating those exceptions, okay? So you can go and dig and dig and dig and dig what was happening. Interesting part. Here I can, for example, search. Let's do one interesting thing. Imagine, do you know when your, for example, your website was last time that the application was restarted? I mean, the application pool? It's horrible, to, but you would like to, from time to time, say, hey, every time that access here, I think that, yeah, it's loading slow. That is probably because the application pool was restarted, right? So, well, if I put just here application start, as soon as I am recording, you know, all the application events, I can see, oh, okay. And all the custom events that are being sent to the, you know, to the application inside, we can see when and who really fired the, you know, the request that, you know, that then once that the application pool was down, which was the request that then again put the pool again up. Perhaps your application crashed for whatever reason. You could then start digging into this time range, okay, to look for more information to see what happened, and see, for example, okay, this one, for example, was interesting. So for some reason the application was down, and just the this I also have in this location a pingdom, you know, checking, and was the pingdom request who put then the application up again, and of course. You can get more and more information about that. Okay. So, any question on this?
What is the overhead for your application?
The overhead for my application. Sorry, the question is how is the overhead for my applications? Well, I have to say that I haven't noticed performance issues. Okay, I haven't been using also New Relic for a long time, and I have decided to change from. Well, I'm not, I mean, I don't want to, you know, but I, at this point, I prefer to use Application Insights, you know. I have to say also that New Relic is pretty good, you know, and for also to dig into the tools that gives you for, you know, the dependency, looking up to the database, the queries, you know, that stuff is really cool stuff. But currently, you know, in pricing also as well, is I prefer Application Insights at this point. Yeah. Yeah. Here in this pawn in this check, you can just do that. Okay. So if you disable this, that will undo all the changes, that all those config files, all those you know login, and will revert back all to the default configuration. Okay. The only thing that it doesn't is just to remove from the bin folder the assemblies. Okay. That's the only thing. But if they are not being referenced, it's supposed that are not being loaded into the domain. Okay, so let me continue with how. Okay, we are fine in time. So, well, once that we have all that data, okay, diagnosing a problem is not an easy task. Okay. Normally, what happens is, hey, you have a customer saying, hey, I have this problem. You ask, oh, can you send me a screenshot or whatever you are seeing just to try to dig on more into the problem, right? So, well, currently, with you have in Application Insights, you have all the stack of your application you know, at the same, you know, in the same location. So that means that you could correlate information from the service performance, okay, how the environment, the CPU, the memory that's available on the server, that the staff. Of course, correlate that with your metrics of your application, that the ones that you have, you know, coded or added into your model, for example. You could add, for example, when you're building your model, add more contextual information of what is doing your model and just query there, right? What it will be very nice. And of course, correlate that with the customer experience, I mean, the response time, the exceptions on client side, all that stuff. And start building queries, okay? Well, start building queries. That would be awesome, right? To correlate all those logs. But we know of, I'm not sure if any of you have done that, but for example, loading using SQL parser, log parser. Any of you has used log parser anytime? So, you know that depending if you have, millions or of lines of logs and that stuff, it's heavy, and that just only for the IS log files, right? So would be nice just to correlate that with the log with the log for net exceptions, with the, you know, the, how was performing the server. So, but that is not easy to do, right? So, okay, so there are some tools, but there is a new feature that was introduced not so much time ago that is proactive insights. So, and this comes out of the box, so to help you on doing that. So application insights has this feature that is based on using machine learning that starts knowing how your application works. What is the normal behavior or the most common behavior of your application in performing, in these numbers, on CPU, on this request, and other stuff. And when it detects an abnormal spike of something that is abnormal, hey, just send you an email with this, you know, with this information. For example, here it says, this is one of the, an example that I received. It says, okay, so hey, an alert, okay? This is a normal rise of file request in this application. The normal rate in the latest, by 7 days is 6%, okay? But suddenly, in this day, between this time and this time, during 20 minutes, the normal, the file request was rise to 78%. And here, the type of requests are 403 forbidden request, okay? And coming from multiple location, multiple URL host, okay? And you also could click here on this link to see that detail, that query, okay, filtered. So you don't have to start trying to figure out how that what's happening. Of course, this was an attempt of attack, okay? Trying to, you know, to access the different part of the application and just receive an alert, okay? Just, hey, somebody is trying to, you know, to hack your website. What is quite amazing, without doing anything else, just, you know, provisioning that for free and just getting that. So it's awesome. And this is another sample. And this, I have tens of different examples of this. What is nice, having the machine learning about the behavior of the website. This is another one. Well, perhaps you don't see it from there, but this is quite similar. It says, okay, this is a normal file request, a normal pike. For this type of request, is a 1%, and currently there is a detected request rate of 8%. Rising 500 errors, okay? So that means that, okay, I normally have a 100%. That is too high, I have to say. We need to take a look to what is happening there. But 8% of requests with 500, okay? So that is too much. So, okay, it's on for this website. I say, hey, commonly, the clean operating system is Verge bot. It's a bot, okay? Coming from all the requests coming from Ireland, and what is happening is say, oh, it gives you, including in the email, directly the information of what is the exception that is happening. Is the of this 500 error is showing, hey, this is the error, and it says, hey, it's not the new entities URL, advanced URL writer. So if you can click there and dig more, and finally use what we found was a bug, okay, in the advanced URL writer that was not considering something on on what is the bug on the bot was making on those URLs. So what is also amazing, right? So because helps you with proactive insights. Just it's giving you, it's like having a bot, okay, helping you on fixing your application and in some vigilancia, surveilling your application. Okay, so that comes out of the box, but this is not you will not see from there, but I will explain. That is not quite normal, okay, to get all that information. So you will, when you have a problem, okay, that is a push, but if you want to pull the information, the normal process of getting and digging into what the problem is, to diagnosis reaching the root cause of the problem, is okay, you get an information from your customer, hey, I'm having this issue. You try to figure out what is the overall trend of the error. Then, okay, is that trend usual or not? Then, what are the errors broken by type? What is the most frequent error type? How many users are impacted by this error? And you start with a general purpose question and start, dividing just to find, finally the root cause of the error, right? So, and for doing that, for helping Microsoft, on that, just launch a new feature that was launched on Build, that is analytics, okay? Application Insights Analytics. This is a big data solution that is, integrated with Application Insights that puts all those queries, all those information, okay, all those logs available for query with a query language. Okay, we can use the name of AIL or AIQL. AIQL, yeah, Application Insights Query Language. That with that type of query, that is, you just any of you uses PowerShell? No one? PowerShell? Okay. PowerShell. Yeah, PowerShell. Sorry, it's my pronunciation. So you know that use that is I execute a query, then I pipe the results for the next query and for filtering and other stuff. So the query language works in that way. So you just choose a set of records, and then you pipe and then filter and then you pipe and summarize and then you pipe and okay, write this into something more interesting. So let me show you an example of this. So imagine that, one of the interesting things here to start showing that is if I come here and look, okay, I'm going to just show, here you can see there are more information on what is happening, request, trace, custom events, so this is more information here. I would like, for example, to look for logging failures, okay? Logging failures, no, logging fail. Was not that. It's not logging, give me a second. Was this one? No, another one. Another one. Application start, no, it was this one. Oh, yeah, logging fail. Logging. Failure. So probably. Okay, here it is. Okay, so these are the events on the event log, okay, of login failures on your website. And when they saw that this, I said, oh, this is not good, because we're not using, in this website is not using the normal login. It's using Azure Active Directory login. So there should not be any record here on the event log about people, about, login failures. So these are not real people, right? So it's, somebody trying to hack this website. If we want to dig more into this, okay, what I can do is, okay, let me go to, for example, here to analytics. This was this button that was in the Explorer. And this opens the Application Insights Analytics Query Studio that puts all those traces, custom events, page views, and that stuff with a big data, bucket, where you can see all the, for example, all the fields that has every, traces. okay, you have for traces, you have the timestamp, the message, you know, all the attributes, all the fields. Same for example, the custom events that are the event log, operation name, that stuff. Under the custom dimensions is where the application DNN extra information is added. So well, and here you have an area just to query, okay, and can start with some, for example, request. Okay, so let me just, well, I should say select, well, top 10, well, limit 10. Okay, so that means that, okay, I'm going to show below. Well, let me open. Well, here I can filter all the requests. Also, it comes here with some examples, jumpstarts of queries. So, for example, if I want to see what are the 10 custom events during the last 7 days, okay, it just write this, you know, this query here. Come on, move. Okay, and this is how I told you that. It's just by piping, okay, I put custom events where timestamp was in the last 7 days, then summarize them by user ID and name, so, and top 10 by count, okay, so, and then render that as a bar chart. So you can have then start having the, you know, getting all those custom events here. And there's some, let me show you some interesting queries. Let me, I think that I have then on demo queries. For example, yeah, the request count. Okay, have stored in that application inside the store currently 100,000 requests. So that is the IS logs already just for filtering, you know, in real time. So the time that we need then to take later to, okay, just import the log into log parser all these requests and start filtering, this comes out of the box. You know, I could just filter those requests, you know. For example, if I take this 10, the latest 10, I would say, okay, I get all the information, and with more information, including that, the ones that come with in IIS. For example, from which location, which operating system was using the user, you know, all that stuff in raw, okay? Interesting things, for example, okay, average duration of request in the latest, in the last day by hour, okay? So you can start doing more interesting queries like this one. Request where the, you know, the timestamp is higher than 1 day, the duration is bigger than zero. Okay, just summarize in average by duration, okay, and put then into a slot of 1 hour. So if we run that, I can go in here and see the, come on, and see all the raw data, okay, and the average duration, but clicking here, I can also click and see that as a graph, okay? So I can also personalize this type of graphs. I can also, for example, choose which columns I want to show, okay? If I have more information, I could just show here. Also to sort the information here in the, through the browser. And well, you have to also to see how fast it returns all that stuff. And believe me that I have seen this demo with petabytes of data, and it's almost more or less the same. So let me show you another one that is also interesting. Top requests by pie chart, okay? So this chart is showing, okay, from where the requests are coming. And if you see here, okay, these are coming mostly from United States, okay? Okay, and if you move here, it's also saying from which region or from which split it by in this way, so it's quite nice as well. So you can start seeing in this way. So, okay, so I told you that there was I wanted to see from where, let me clear that thing. And see, okay, custom events and where name starts with login failure. Okay. Okay, I have in row all those requests, all the information from where those requests, okay, are coming. So if I just go here and click on, and this is quite interesting. Any of you knows Power BI? So this gives me a Power BI query that I can copy. And when just opening Power BI desktop, I can just also query all this data directly from Power BI. Okay, I click here, get data, I choose OK from other sources, just from a blank query, I click connect, I put the advanced editor, I put here the query that Insights gave me. Don't worry, all this is recorded. I'm running fast because the time has finished. So, and now from here, from the application Insights, I can also, you know, start playing with this information, this raw data, right? So currently I can see, add, for example, a more visual information of adding a map of where these requests are coming. Okay, so for example, I can add here a map showing here and choose, for example, okay, show me by city and the item count. Okay, so I now see from which those attempts of requests are coming. So this is information that I have been added automatically by Application Insights, the geolocation, the operating system. So for example, if I want to add split those calls by put here this thing, operating system, okay, I can just put that and see the same thing, from all of that are being done by with Windows P, Windows 7, all that stuff. Finally, I can that click here, publish this into Power BI for, you know, in your portal, in your internal portal, and, you know, do whatever you want then later with Power BI, okay? So there was here, and here you can have the same thing, just finish into the Power BI portal, right? So, well, say that. Just recommend, start using this. It's just for free. It's in one thing you have the Application Insights service for free and the open source model. If you want to also to collaborate into, you know, getting this model better and better, you know, I would like also to parameterize what they say, for example, which type of telemetry data we want to send to be less aggressive in some cases, all that stuff. You can start getting proactive detection just by using this and start getting alerts and useful information. And finally, if you want to run and get more, dig into more information, you have finally that thing, okay, about query language. So say that. Questions? Yes? Yes. Well, you can start like multi-step testing. You can also record different requests. Okay, like login and that stuff and that stuff and that stuff. And finally, upload that test into there. So and then decide what is the success depending on that web test result. So more questions? Yeah. Of test? Okay, it's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. So if you want to add more, I would like to see, I will check later for you, okay, about the number of web tests that you can add. I'm not sure if that is a soft limit or it's a hard limit on the service. It's something about quota or whatever. I will check for you later, okay? More questions? So, okay. Sorry, Peter. Thank you so much.